Very excited to have Jay for the long term. I'll talk about the reasons first. I just want to hit on his key stats. He's had 104 games that he has started. He's had 3,310 attempts, 2,020 completions, 61% completion ratio. He has passed for 23,000 yards, 155 TDs, 112 picks. His quarterback rating in his career right now stands at 84.6. He had his best season as a pro this past year from a statistical outlook. I also think that he had his best season as a pro in terms of his leadership, his improvement, his display of toughness, his ability to bounce back, his ability to handle pressure, and his ability to come back and win games. To be a player that is a reason that you win games. The things that I felt certain about Jay and signing him into the future is, number one, he's a demonstrated winner with the Chicago Bears. Number two, this fall, he showed us right from the beginning that he can be a key player in terms of a player being the reason you win. Those key comeback wins in the beginning of the season against the Cincinnati and against the Vikings started the season off right. He also made key game-sealing plays against the Steelers when down on the road. Obviously, he had a battle through some injuries. Obviously, there were tough times. We had a tough game in Detroit. But the thing that I loved seeing in Jay was that although it started out rough, he battled through the tough times and kept fighting and put us in a position where we were in a position to tie the game at the end of the game. He never stopped playing. He never stopped being a leader. He never stopped showing us the skill set that he has. He had his best game from a percentage-wise, from a rating, against our toughest opponent, the New Orleans Saints. The thing that stood out there is also his improvement and reducing turnovers. He had zero picks. He's had zero picks in a number of key games this year. Obviously, he had the last one against Green Bay, but that was the last second desperation throw at the end of the game. I see improvement in his ball security. I see improvement in his distribution to his targets. But I most importantly see a transformation as a leader in his demeanor and working with his teammates and his coaches. I think he has a special bond with our coaching staff, our head football coach, his position coach, Matt Cavanaugh, our offensive coordinator, Pat Meyer, Mike Groh, all of our coaches, and our defensive coaches. I know he has spoken up for Mel Tucker. Jay is a team guy that we feel very comfortable moving forward in our future. He's a key part of winning championship football here in Chicago.
You guys been in here for a while. We've been watching. I just want to thank the Bears organization, George McCaskey, Mrs. McCaskey, the entire family, Phil Emery, Cliff, Ted, Mark, all the coaches, everyone that makes this building run. It's been a fun ride I've had here. Looking forward to the future. Obviously going to be here quite a bit longer. And I think I said Monday before I knew what direction we were going to go in that whether I came here or a different quarterback came here, the direction of this organization was heading in the right way. The people that make the decisions and influence people are the right group. The mindset's right, and the talent in the locker room is right. So I'm happy to be joining the rest of the guys, the rest of the coaches, the rest of the organization in our pursuit for a championship. And that's the reason that I wanted to come back, because I truly believe that we have the right group of people to make that happen.
Jay, can you take us through the process of how this came together in the last couple of days?
Pretty quickly. I think whenever you have two groups that want to work to the same direction and want the same thing to happen, that it can happen with relatively pretty easy. I saw Phil touch on it. You know, we come in high, they come in low, and ultimately, you know, you're just going to meet in the middle. So that's kind of how it worked out.
Was there any thought of testing the open market at all?
No, I didn't want to. It was going to have to be on the Bears part. I wanted to stay here. Kristen, my wife, wanted to stay here. I forgot to thank her as well, so thank you. She's probably put up with more than anybody. So we wanted to stay here. So it was going to have to come from the Bears not wanting me back for me to test it.
Given the comfort you developed
under Mark, what do you envision the continuity doing for you as you go forward?
It's huge. I think if you ask, I've said it many times, you ask any quarterback throughout the league, being in the offense numerous years, being around the same group of people, hearing the same play calls, experiencing three deep versus a certain call that isn't favorable and being able to manage that call, that's what it's all about. So the group of guys we have, especially offensively, they're going to make it so much easier. We've got a lot of talent on that side. A lot of guys that can make plays on the outside, and obviously signing Matt Slauson is going to help that front group get even better.
Jay, how have the challenges you faced, you know, in your career, maybe affected you and brought you to this point?
Yeah, it hasn't. It's not always been easy. There's been some ups and downs. There's been some bad years. There's been some good years. And I think it makes me appreciate the situation and the moment I'm in even more. With the offensive weapons we have, with the type of leadership that we have from the front office, with the coaching staff that we have and their detailed organization of our play calling and our install, it makes me happy I'm here. And you know, it made my decision of coming here much easier.
Yeah, you said.